Hi, it's Mitch from the Glasshouse Country Mulaney News and the Sentinel. It's good to be back for another week. It's a special week, of course, for our papers and for our community. We've got Anzac Day coming up, and both papers have a whole range of stories in them. Of course, if you look at the Sentinel, we've got all our services across the region, dawn services and marches and the like, so you'll know where and when to go. Wherever you are. We've also got a really nice profile of a young veteran coming up, as well as a couple of stories. It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day, as well as the 80th, I've been told, the 80th anniversary of women able to serve overseas. So we've got a few interesting stories coming up there around Anzac Day. As well as that, we've got a little story about a new development happening Lilywood. It's prompted us to ask the question about expected population growth around Moreton Bay. I went to Mark Ryan, police minister, Minister for Morayfield, at breakfast last week, and one of the hot topics was population growth. Had a number of conversations around that. And of course, we all know Cruz and Caboolture's coming up. We've got a story about that, as well as what's on around the region, and plenty of sports as well. Over in Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News, a bunch of interesting stories, including the controversial push to double the extraction of rocks at a quarry at Glasshouse Mountains. There's actually going to be a 12-person strong delegation from Arnhem Land that are coming to talk about the impact to traditional custodians there. There's a number of concerns that have been raised. We've also got a dispute about a development in Mulaney. Last week, police were called after residents came and blocked access to that construction. We've spoken to the owner of that site and what his plans are as well. So we've got a good story there, and a lovely story about a Biwa lady who's now an international champion baker. She bakes all these incredibly creative and interesting cakes, and was last week awarded a very significant gong for her very special cakes. As well as Anzac Day, again, we've got all the services around the hinterland, and a bunch of stories as well about veterans and the like. It's such an important day to recognise. And lastly, we've got an update on the plantation, HQ Plantations, and the they're cutting down a bunch of pine trees there, and they just talk about the impact that's going to have on local community, but also where those trees are going in terms of housing and, you know, electrical poles and the like. It's an interesting story, and it's good to know what happens in the area. So plenty on Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News as well. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.